In the Warren County Radio Bible School, we're looking at that old Sunday school lesson about Elijah and the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel. And you might want to turn in your Bibles to 1 Kings chapter 18. We're going to be looking at verses 37, 38, and 39, because the prophets of Baal had spent about 9 hours calling on Baal to bring down fire from heaven to consume their sacrifice. And nothing happened. But in 1 Kings chapter 18 and verse 36, we'll start with 36, Elijah makes his prayer and we see what happens. Well, we'll get to that in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now we read in 1 Kings 18. Let me read verses 36 through 39. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening oblation that Elijah the prophet came near and said, O Jehovah, the God of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Jehovah, hear me, that this people may know that thou, Jehovah, art God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of Jehovah fell, and consumed of the burnt offering, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, Jehovah, he is God. Jehovah, he is God. We read, this shows the faithfulness and loyalty of Elijah. In all this, Elijah was proceeding only as God commanded. To hear him whom God sends is to hear God. Elijah prayed for God to hear him and consume, therefore, the sacrifice for God's own glory and for the salvation of the people. He prayed in a calm and trustful spirit. God wrought miracles to convince the people that he had sent his servants and was with them to confirm the truth. In answer to Elijah's prayer, the fire of Jehovah fell, consumed the burnt offering, the wood offering, and consumed the burnt offering and wood, melted the stones and dust with intense heat, and licked up the water in the trench. God sent fire upon the altar which Moses built in Leviticus, and one which David built in 1 Chronicles, and the ones which Solomon built in 2 Chronicles, and also in the case of Abraham in Genesis 15, and of Gideon in Judges 6. The agreement and test was, and the God that answereth by fire, let him be God. The people saw this and were convinced. They hesitated no longer, limping between two sides, acknowledging Jehovah as the true God. In reverence and awe, they fell on their faces and said, Jehovah, he is God. Jehovah, he is God. This was the answer to Elijah's question, whether Baal or Jehovah is God. To own Jehovah as the true God, or now to acknowledge Jesus as the Christ, and at the same time to refuse to obey him, is to prove false and untrue to one's convictions. These people proved their sincerity and convictions by acting at once upon Elijah's order to take the prophets and Baal. Let not one of them escape. All these Elijah brought down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. It was God's law that such prophets should be slain. and the goodness and mercy of God for the salvation of the nations these false prophets were slain. It seems that Ahab consented to it. The execution of these prophets was just, because God had done it, and his judgment is righteous, Romans 2 and verse 5. All idolaters, false teachers, with all who know not God and obey not the gospel of Jesus Christ, will be punished with eternal destruction from the face of the Lord and from the glory of his might. 2 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 10. After the false prophets were slain, there was an abundant rain. The idolatry of the king and the people had occasioned the drought, and now that it had accomplished its chastening effect, rain would come. Now that ends that Sunday school lesson, but at the very end, after the review questions, which we do not go over in this class, but after those review questions, we have a couple of poems. G.A.S. Kennedy penned these lines: "Peace does not mean the end of all our striving. Joy does not mean the drying of our tears. Peace is the power that comes to the soul's arriving up to the light where God himself appears. Joy is the wine that God is ever pouring into the hearts of those who strive with him, lightening their eyes to visions adoring, strengthening their arms to warfare, glad and grim." Now, here's one by Douglas Mallock. Douglas Mallock. "If you can't be a pine at the top of the hill, be a shrub in the valley, but be the best little shrub by the side of the rail. Be a bush if you can't be a tree. If you can't be a highway, then just be a trail. If you can't be the sun, be a star. It isn't by size that you win or you fail. Be the best of whatever you are." I turn the page, and we now have a Sunday school lesson that E.A. Elam prepared for the Sunday schools of October the 9th, 1927, about the time when Elijah hears God's voice. The text is 1 Kings 19, verses 9 through 18. "And he came to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of Jehovah came to him, and he said unto him, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel hath forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before Jehovah. And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and brake in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. But Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, there came a voice unto him and said, What doest thou here, Elijah? And he said, I've been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant and thrown down thine altars and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And Jehovah said unto him, Go, return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus. And when thou comest, thou shalt anoint Hazael to be king over Syria, and Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint to be king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Zaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint to be prophet in thy room. And it shall come to pass that him that escapeth from the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet will I leave me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which hath not kissed him. The golden text for this lesson is the 27th Psalm and the 14th verse. Wait for Jehovah, be strong, and let thy heart take courage. The golden text, the devotional reading, is the 57th Psalm. Let me read that to you now. It has this in this superscription to the 57th Psalm. For the chief musician set to Al-Tesheth, a psalm of David, Michtam, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful unto me, O God, be merciful unto me, for my soul taketh refuge in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I take refuge, until these calamities be overpast. I will cry unto God Most High, unto God that performeth all things for me. He will send from heaven and save me, when he that would swallow me up reproacheth. Selah. God will send forth his loving kindness and his truth. My soul is among lions that lie among them that are set on fire, even the sons of men whose teeth are spears and arrows, and their tongue a sharp sword. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. They have prepared a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They have digged a pit before me. They are fallen into the midst thereof themselves. Selah. My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery and harp. I myself will awake right early. I will give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises unto thee among the nations. For thy loving kindness is great into the heavens, and thy truth unto the skies. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth. Here's a geographical notes for this instant. Horeb. It was probably the name of a group of mountain peaks in Sinai, that of the particular peak on which God met with Moses, from which he spoke to the people and gave the law. It was in the southern part of the peninsula of Arabia, between the arms of the Red Sea, and it was about 200 miles south of Beersheba. The occurrences and scenes about Horeb make this mountain one of the most memorable spots on the earth. And then there's Beersheba. That means the well of the oath. It was at the southern extremity of Palestine, from Dan to Bathsheba, as the saying goes. It was about 45 miles south of Jerusalem. Jezreel was about 50 miles north from Jerusalem. Beersheba was about 45 miles south from Jerusalem, and Mount Horeb was about 200 miles south from Beersheba. Hence, Elijah's journey from Jezreel to Mount Horeb was almost 300 miles. Now, the first 8 verses of this chapter in 1 Kings 19, containing this lesson, relate the effect upon Jezebel of Elisha's having the prophets of Baal slain, her range and threat and oath to kill Elijah in less than 24 hours, Elijah's flight for his life from Jezreel to Beersheba, where he left his servant when a day's journey into the wilderness, and requested Jehovah to take his life when the invitation of the angel to him was to arise and eat a cake baked on the coals, and to drink a curse of water which lay at his head. The second vision of the angel invited him to Mount Sinai.